This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, baby. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Having a nice little thirsty Thursday, getting geared up for a football Friday, which is tomorrow. The first Flagtober remote will be at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, Justin Rose in Flowermound, and we want you to come on out, get a free G-Bag Whataburger flag. It's an iconic piece of fan art that will last a lifetime. In the meantime, it's time for a sports hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Yeah, tomorrow is going to be outstanding. Tolos have an opportunity to have lunch with the KNC Masterpiece in Keller at Buffalo Wild Wings, and then just boogie on over to Flower Mound, hang out with us in the G-Bag Nation Southern Leisure Spas and Patios, watch me and Broadus do a little cold plunging in our khakis and our belt and our shirt, watch Dawson get his eyebrows removed from his face, and, of course, pick up a free one-of-a-kind G-Bag flag. So tomorrow's going to be historical. Really looking forward to hanging out with the Toe. It's going to be a special, special day.
We just need some gals in bikinis, I think, to set it off.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Which I believe Broadus was trying to dial up for us. We'll see if he comes through in a big way.
He just dialed up the Whataburger new spicy sandwiches.
How good was that? Just blaze.
Salute to Trav, by the way. Thank you to Travis and the crew. Yeah, that was really awesome. We were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
It lived up to the billing.
Yes, really it did. That was that's a home run burger.
Yeah.
Make sure you get that. You like a little spice, you like a little bacon. And how about the blaze sauce?
Yeah.
May or may not have a little cream cheese in there. What a beautifully pleasant surprise that was.
But you know it's good when noted cream cheese hater Gavin Dawson.
Yeah, even Dawson liked
even
it.
Even said, you know what? This is good.
Kind of figured out
on board with this.
Kind of figured out if you cook it, it make it part of not hide it.
You have a better chance.
You have a better chance, but you could take grilled onions with him and kind of put it as part of the meatloaf or the meatball.
Yep.
And he'll just go ahead and eat it.
You can pull that off.
Just don't tell him.
Better be delicious.
Yeah.
And this burger was.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. Who looks more dead right now? Jimmy Carter?
or Bob Ryan
or Woody Page here on Around the Horn? Because they both look like they could be broadcasting from a coffin.
That was unsettling yesterday. As those images came out, I was like, there's no way this is actually Jimmy Carter, right? We're doing this social media meme game. Look at that. It's Jimmy Carter. We superimposed a corpse here into this family photo. No, it's really him.
Alive he is, and he looks deader than anything I've ever seen before.
I'm alive.
Other than, of course, Woody Page right now and Around the Horn.
You know, these former presidents, they get such great medical care, they'll keep him alive forever. And I think at some point you need to retire for the sake of the White House.
I think he's trying.
There's no way this guy wants to be paraded around.
I think he's trying to retire. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know if he could express himself based on the image I saw.
Literally on your deathbed being paraded around and there's cameras and there's people.
I feel terrible for him.
I do too. Yeah. There's no way he's consenting to any of this. He can't because he's obviously
habitat,
dead.
He's like Habitat of Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity.
Humanity.
I can't say it the right way, but I have images of him like 90 years old building homes and stuff doing this, and that's kind of how I want to remember him, in later life, he still does good, but that to me, I felt so sorry.
So he shouldn't be showing him.
Man, I mean, like I've seen him with hammer and nails and, looking like, hey, I'm building a home here.
Yeah.
I'm 93 years old doing this.
Still getting it done.
Yeah. And then at 100, you're like, it's like being at the state fair or something like that.
Did you see the video of the Indian man who was found in a cave?
No.
They say he's 188 years old. Now, I've seen it multiple places. I thought it was a ball sacking, but it is a jarring video. I'll send it to you.
188.
Caveman?
He was probably found in a monk.
Jelly man.
Probably a monk that had perfected like stress-free, friction-free living.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at the
crazy, right?
At least photos here.
I don't know.
I'm not going to push back on that. If you tell me he's 188 years old, I'll agree. If you told me this guy was 1,088 years old, I'd be like, yeah, you're probably right.
I'm looking it up.
Wow. Why are his feet orange?
I don't know. The whole thing is crazy.
We're going to need to follow up on this.
Yep.
Authorities couldn't believe their ears upon hearing the age of a man who was accidentally found in a cave in India. He's just been hiding this whole time. Wow. Okay. Just skin and bones. The long hair and beard.
And he's getting along better than Carter.
He is?
He actually has. He's got. He is getting along better. He looks more alive than Jimmy Carter does right now.
And Biden.
Yeah. He's got the broadest cul-de-sac up top.
Yeah.
But if Broadus grew his hair out, like the hair that he does have, like the sideburns and the back of it, if he grew it out for the last 188 years, okay. That's how long this dude's back hair is, along with his beard. Super long beard. How? This is crazy, Walchuk. What a story, dude.
Why would this guy even want to come out? You know what I mean? Why would they want
to? Well, they accidentally found him. I bet he was ticked off. Yeah. He'd been mid-enlightenment.
Go away. Leave me alone.
Dude's been meditating for the last half century. This. They disturbed him.
Well, do you think they made the little cloth for him, or do you think he made that himself? You notice he's wearing a little cloth.
Oh, maybe they put a cloth on him.
Do you think he was like...
Did they have cloth 188 years ago? Probably.
But I'm saying, I wonder what if they made a cloth for him, why did they put clothes on him?
India was known for their textiles before Britain invaded, so maybe he made him one before he...
He got the cloth on there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Mowgli style from the Jungle Book.
So you think they... Wow. You think they put it on him, or do you think...
No, he made that for himself.
Now, there's several outlets claiming he is 110, but either way, holy crap.
Looking better than Bob Ryan right now. All right, here's Micah Parsons.
What's your take on the Celtics?
He's
Cave
on
man.
That's pretty good old guy radio.
His ability to spit takes through those wooden teeth is one of one skill.
He was a quality guest we had at one time, bro. Have a little respect.
He was really good with Sean and RJ during the finals.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't change how he looks.
No. What?
Poor guy.
One day, maybe you.
Oh, I have no doubt. If I even
are you
going to
be on
long.
TV if you look like Bob Ryan?
I'm not on TV now, dude. I'm ugly as hell.
I don't know what type of TikTok trend Micah's getting involved in here, but he's showing off how bad of a singer he is, even though he will tell you that he won some awards. This is Micah Parsons recovering from his ankle injury, and he's laying down shirtless in his bed, and he's just he's TikToking, and he's singing into his phone, and it is as bad as you could ever imagine.
About to put my singing test, my singing skills to the test. I'm really like that. If y'all didn't know, I used to be in kids' choir.
Yep.
I was in the church choir. And middle school and high school choir. I got proof. I got offered lead solo, so let's see how this shit go. Do, do, why ain't this shit moving? Do, oh shit. You guys actually go. Do, re, 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 mi, 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 fa.
Not bad.
So.
As you can know,
here we go. He's getting warmed up.
Maybe not. More of a baritone.
He held that thing.
Okay.
No! That was hard, bro.
That was hard.
I feel like that didn't represent my real skills, but it's okay.
Wow. All right. So there is I believe that's from the last like hour or two
some
on the
bravery.
TikTok there of Micah Parsons showing some vulnerability there.
Yeah.
And a clear lack of self-awareness.
I don't know if the anesthesia's worn off yet.
Meds.
Ankle pain.
Hey, this is going to be fun. Marshawn Lynch will be the College Game Day celebrity guest picker Saturday at Cal.
Hell yes.
So you'll get Marshawn Lynch, his former, I believe they were teammates. Were they not teammates? Maybe they weren't at West Virginia, but Pat McAfee, of course. Excuse me.
Well, he
I'm
went
sorry.
To Cal.
Yeah, I'm
he
sorry.
Went, yeah.
I apologize.
The colors are similar.
I apologize. The colors are similar. But you still get Marshawn Lynch, Pat McAfee. I'm sorry I screwed it up. Their uniforms are bad.
It
apologies.
Happens.
Okay. Yes. They are on completely opposite sides of the country.
I'm about to say
they couldn't be further apart.
3,500 miles
there
apart.
There is no world that they should be in the same sentence, and I apologize for that.
I wonder if they were team.
But you still get Marshawn Lynch.
You pipe down,
Pat McAfee,
there, okay?
And Nick Saban all on the same desk together. And that just feels right for College Game Day. So
they've remade it. Look at this. They've done a nice job here on the fly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a jarring rebranding, but just year after year, little phase into this, little McAfee, little Saban.
What about the guy that...
I think Saban does a good job.
Where's the headgear?
You going for Corso?
Little less Corso. I think little less. Every show we're doing 5% less. Next thing you know, where's Corso?
I think they've handled Corso well.
Do you think Corso, they need to have him as the final, like the final, like they bring him on for the headgear thing only?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's a good place for him right now.
Yeah. This is going to be a great place on Saturday.
You guys hate old people. I can't believe how you guys hate old people.
We don't hate old people, Brian. Yeah.
We got Missouri and Texas A&M right here on this station Saturday morning as well, 10:30.
Go Aggies.
Get the pregame going. Yeah,
we know. You want to get riled up, 6:20. I got some audio for you. Taking some shots at the 12th man. Is that Mizzou quarterback?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Not very nice.
Bulletin board material.
Absolutely.
Rise up, Kyle Field.
Well, here's your college football question of the day. It's asked by an Auburn reporter to the soon-to-be-fired, I imagine, Hugh Freeze. This is kind of a wild question, man, but it's the SEC, and it just means more.
Coach, a long time ago, after a loss to Tennessee, a quote, a man spoke, it's going to be a lot of days when you lay your guts on the line and come away empty-handed. Ain't a damn thing you can do about it but go back and lay them on the line again and again and again, and that man was Coach Patrick Fane Dye. Is that the kind of message you're going to take to your team?
I mean, my gosh, dude. Talk about a leading question. How do you say no to that?
That is
a set of pipes on that guy. I love it.
Hugh Freeze, who the hell is Pat Dye? Yeah.
I don't even know what his response was there. I only care about the question. That's incredible. Yeah. This can't be true. Grayson Allen of the Phoenix Suns is alleged to have gone from 195 pounds to 230 pounds now. So a 35-pound weight gain there from Grayson Allen. I can't get any photo evidence of it, but it's being widely reported. So I can't wait to see how this looks on him, how he's wearing it, and how soon does he get the random drug test from the league.
Him and Luke are working out together.
35 pounds? I mean, you can gain 35 pounds, but I don't know that you can do it cleanly in the amount of time that he's supposed to have done it. So I wonder just how bloated Grayson Allen's going to look here.
I think you got balls
moving forward. He might have finally grown into his nose, which is probably what his ultimate goal was there. Now, let's close things down with a story out of Hollywood. This is the Let's Talk Off Camera podcast with Kelly Ripa. She's sitting down with a great movie director who I'm just hearing of his actual name, Barry Sonnenfeld. He directed a bunch of movies, including all the Men in Blacks. Here's a story about being on set, Men in Black, and Will Smith, more than just an actor and slapper, apparently.
We were getting ready to shoot Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, and Tommy does not suffer fools, I'll tell you that. And although he loved Will and Will loved Tommy, they just thought each other was hilarious. So anyway, they have to be put in this device, which is the inside of their car that transforms into a hypercar, right? And they're going to go through the Midtown Tunnel upside down. And we're ready to shoot, and they're hermetically sealed in this space, and there are locks to prevent it from opening and falling. I say, roll camera. And I hear Will Smith go, "Oh, Jesus, so sorry. Tommy, so sorry. Baz, get the ladder." And you hear Tommy saying, "That's fine, Will. No worries, Will. Don't worry, Will. Anyway, I don't know what's gone on," right? So we race the ladder over. Yeah. Tommy reaches his leg out as the ladder is coming over, races down the stairs. And what happened was Will Smith is a farter. It's just some people are. And you really don't want to be inside a very small, hermetically sealed space with a Will Smith fart. You don't even want to be sitting next to him at the Disney Ranch. We evacuated the stage for about 3 hours. And
that's incredible.
No, he's, you know, lovely guy, just he farts. Some do, some don't.
Lovely guy, just he farts.
The goofy director explaining how Will Smith, a bit of a farter.
Some act is fart, you know? What are you going to do about it?
He's a farter.
Heck of a guy.
Some guys are, some aren't. He farts.
How about Jones, whatever there, Tommy Lee Jones, having no issue with it, just willing to just eat it right there like a total professional. Meanwhile, everybody else has to clear out for 3 hours.
That's gotta be brutal. The eggs, the broccoli, the oh my gosh, what he could have eaten.
That is insane. You know the protein intake for Will Smith in those days was just through the roof. But the
Absolutely.
Fact that he now gets to own Slap Heard Round the World and the Fart of the Century, I mean, a true legend.
He'll never live it down. Thank you, Chief. Okay, Sunday, not only do you have Cowboys pregame show at 4 o'clock, you also have the NFL Sunday beginning on the Fan at 11:30 with Miami traveling to New England. And immediately after that, the Fan game day tailgate show with Eric and Brian for an hour going into the pregame show at 4 o'clock. So enjoy that. I know they will. Okay, top 10 at 4:20 is coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
We will crown football guy of the day in the top 10 most iconic sports venues that belong on every sports lover's bucket list. That's next in the Nation.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If your loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Here he is, Zach with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
So I am headed to Acrisure Stadium on Sunday.
Can't we just keep calling it Heinz Field?
Home of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know. I had to look up exactly what it was called because I was confused. It was like, it's always going to be Heinz for me.
I think like Sunday in the pregame show, I'm like, all right, now we're going out to Heinz Field to get the scoop from Christy Scales.
Yeah, come on now. Just keep calling it Heinz. I'm with you. 877-881-1053. What are your bucket list sports stadiums that you would like to go to? I mean, I've heard great things about Pittsburgh and the downtown setup in general for sports. Their baseball stadium is supposed to be fantastic.
What's on your itinerary? I mean, what's the food spots? I know that the Sean and RJ had the Pittsburgh BetQL guy on there, and he was giving Bobby a spot to go get pizza or whatever, but you gotta make the culinary rounds.
So I'm definitely going to meet up with Bob. He's already texted me, like, what are we getting into on Saturday night? So I'm going.
That's right.
Yeah. So Bob's going to be out there. So I'm going with a couple of my high school buddies, one of which is a Pittsburgh Steelers
couple
fan.
Of Wayback Boys.
Yeah, a couple of the Wayback Boys. And his family still lives there. So I know.
Okay, so you got the tour guide.
Uncle Jimmy, who's going to the game with us, I don't know if they've got anything set up.
Slipping
Otherwise,
Jimmy?
We'll figure it out. Yeah, Jimmy, I mean.
That guy gets buck wild.
He's an interesting
individual. Pemani Brothers, isn't that the sandwich
shop? Pemani Brothers, I've heard, you know, obviously good things about. Now, my buddy Matt, who is the Steelers fan, says that you got to just be hammered to really enjoy it. Otherwise, it's not that good.
Poutine. The potatoes with the gravy.
The Canadian thing.
Yeah, but it's. I think in Pittsburgh, they do things with fries.
Yeah, they put the fries on the sandwich. It's part of the Pemani Brothers thing.
But like maybe they do something with the fries and the gravy maybe. And the sandwich and all that stuff like that.
Definitely going to have to look into where to go. And if anybody,
Big Mike McCarthy.
I'm sure they'll have to ask him tomorrow. Hopefully Bobby gets some good suggestions.
Yeah.
And we got Mike DeFabo coming up. We'll go behind enemy lines with the Athletic Steelers beat writer at 6. Maybe we can pick
Michael
his brain
a little
bit. Yeah, Michael know.
Fobs.
Yeah, Fobs. 877-881-1053. If you got any Pittsburgh suggestions, let me know. And where is your bucket list stadium? But I do have football guy the day on the line. Now, you might have seen this stat already. If you did, you have an advantage. Saw this from Trey Wingo just under an hour ago. Which quarterback since 2021 has the most game-winning drives in the NFL?
I did not see the stat, okay? I do think I remember seeing something in lead-up to a Cowboys game a couple of weeks ago versus the Saints. Give me Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is on the list. He's tied for third most with 10.
Okay, so this is over the last how many years now? 3 years or so?
Joe Burrow doesn't have enough yet. He
Burrow
have
not
too
in
many
the
injuries.
Enough years.
Burrow's not one of them now.
Yeah.
I'll go with Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes is tied for 2 with 11.
It's not Lamar.
Lamar's not on here.
Yeah.
No.
Sam Darnold.
Josh Allen.
It's not Josh Arnold or what did I just say?
I don't know.
Arnold. it's a quarterback playing tonight.
Oh, it's Baker Mayfield.
One.
It's Kirk Cousins.
It's Kirk. Kirko Chains, despite missing 9 games last season, still leads the NFL with 14 comeback game-winning drives since 2021.
Eric, you'll be happy to know that Bob Ryan won today.
Yeah. 220th win? I figured he'd have more.
It's a pity win.
It is.
Anytime they have a corpse on the show, they grant them the victory out of respect.
Wow.
and some were Woody Page.
Very disrespectful.
It should have been my day.
I'm sorry. I that was too far.
Just
I apologize.
He's got
Bob.
George Washington wooden teeth. Yeah. Doesn't mean you got to like really.
It's not his fault.
You're really
it's
leaning into fault. That bit, aren't you?
Woo! All right. Let's get to our Bob Ryan top iconic sports venues.
I'm doing to Bob Ryan what
he would say
what,
Boston
what,
Garden.
What yeah, Broadus did to Lee Steinberg.
Oh, yeah. Give us your Lee Steinberg real quick.
Have you seen my pass? I don't know where my pass is. Has anybody seen
it? It's right there in your hand there, Lee.
It's in his back pocket, Lee.
Did you guys interview me?
No. Yeah, we just did about 5 seconds ago, Lee.
Did I answer questions?
No.
You okay, didn't. Lee?
Did you see my pass?
Yeah, it's right there in your hand, Lee.
Oh. Where am I supposed to go next?
I don't know, Lee. You got to handle it for stuff like this.
I think you're supposed to go to the diaper changing table, Lee.
Oh, Lee.
Oh, wow.
Get some new Depends
on. You have to have a pass for that?
Yeah. No pass. No
yeah,
pass.
Yeah, you have yours. It's in your hand.
Oh, do I?
877-881-1053, your bucket list stadiums. We got Autzen Stadium in Oregon being texted in from the 817. 612 show and love to Mojo, Odessa Permian High School football stadium.
Mojo. I've heard.
Probably the only reason to go to Odessa. Slow Detha is what my buddy Jared calls it.
Slow Detha.
He grew up. He was born in Odessa, and he's like, man, I hated trips there.
Oh, I bet.
Slow Detha is what he calls Odessa. We've got Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York City.
Flushing.
Honorable mention. Hosts the U.S. Tennis Championship, U.S. Open every
True.
Year.
Center court.
We've got, how about Providence Park in Portland here, Dawson?
Oh, yeah, for the Timbers?
Yeah, apparently.
That's pretty lit.
It's an honorable mention on here, I guess,
it's
for
small
soccer.
And intimate.
Yeah,
and,
it gets pretty crazy.
Great crowd environment, yeah.
Motor Speedway in Indy for the Indy 500.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
Yeah.
Okay. You said Motor Speedway.
In Indy?
At
Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
About the Daytona International Speedway.
There you go.
That's an honorable mention on here as well.
There you go.
Churchill Downs.
Yeah, good one.
That's a bucket list for you, right? You still haven't
Absolutely,
done Churchill Downs?
Yeah. I mean, and I get invited like every year, and I never go. I don't know why.
You feel like he's flagged. Like, I get invited every year.
It's right after the draft. I'm kind of tired.
Gosh.
It's a hell of a flex.
What a bet that you need to take your mind off things.
Okay.
Go to Churchill Downs.
I am.
Throw some money on some ponies.
Watch me.
We've got Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor.
Dun, 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 dun.
Probably top three for me. Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
It's cool.
You got to go to a Rose Bowl game.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I mean, it looks, the field is the most beautiful, I think, in the history of football.
The weather.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It always looks amazing.
Is it Appalachian State that also has, like, in just in terms of the scenery around the stadium?
I'll tell you another one.
Pretty incredible.
Kinnon Stadium at North Carolina in Chapel Hill's got the same thing. Pine trees all around it.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful trees, yeah.
314 Texan in Old Trafford.
Oh, home of Manchester United.
United, yeah.
I'm sure a lot of
had
those.
Had a tragic day today, by the way, in the Europa.
Oh, no.
Take an L?
I think, yeah, Porto got him.
The Colosseum in Rome.
Team
in
Portugal.
There you go.
The Colosseum
You're
in
a second-rate tournament. Can't even get a dub.
It'd be pretty badass.
We still got some, like, the Colosseum.
Oh, they tied late. My bad. 3-3. At least they tied.
You got a draw.
Yeah.
Get yourself a point.
McGuire in the 91st equalized.
Damn it, McGuire. South Bend, Notre Dame Stadium.
Been there.
Yeah,
practiced it. Practiced in the parking lot. Played there.
Was it that with A&M?
Yeah, no, it was LSU.
Oh, but
yeah,
okay.
Jerry Faust's last home game at Notre Dame. We beat Steve Berline was quarterbacking that day for the Irish.
All right. They've got Oakland Arena, formerly known as Oracle, in Oakland.
I've never been there. I've walked by it a bunch.
Never been either. We've got Madison Square Garden, which has been texted.
That's very
in,
cool.
MSG. And that
entertainment, you got to go to a concert there, too.
Yeah, I mean, they've got everything. Of course, you've got the
circus.
Rangers. You got the circus. Yeah, you've got ton fights that'll be there. Mm-hmm. The Knicks. Awesome stuff.
Rangers.
Yeah, said that.
Mm-hmm.
Caesars Superdome
Comedy
in New
shows.
Orleans.
Superdome's cool.
Is it? Is that like, I've never thought of it as a bucket list stadium, though.
Oh, no.
You think it
Super
should
Bowl,
be?
Yeah.
Absolutely need to go to the Superdome.
We'll spin by there when we go to the Super Bowl thing. I'll show it to you.
Soldier Field in Chicago, even though I've heard mixed things about it now.
Old Soldier Field,
yeah.
Not the new one.
No. Soldier Field.
Yeah. Of course, Lambeau would be on the top of the list for football stadiums. Not that cool? Lambeau's number one for me on my bucket list. In baseball, we got Dodger Stadium.
Done that. That's... The weather makes it worthwhile.
Pretty cool hangout.
Dodger dog, was that good?
The food
it's
was
regular
I thought
dog.
I thought the food was good. Yeah.
Go home, Dodgers.
Oriole Park in Baltimore. And it does look awesome.
I love the fact that they have Boog's Barbecue out there with the smoke kind of billowing into the area.
Say boobs?
Boog's.
Oh, okay.
B-O-O-G's. Yeah. Apostrophe S. Boog's.
Boog's there for
Boog's Shambi's place.
Boog's Pal.
Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. I bet the old Yankee Stadium
old
is
pretty Yankee
good
Stadium
to go
better,
to.
Huh?
Number two, you're not going to agree with, but it's Wrigley.
Huh.
Yeah. I think everybody else still loves Wrigley. You're just a Scrooge McDuff when it
comes
to Wrigley.
I'm a hater of Wrigley.
Wrigley.
Especially go to Wrigleyville and kind of hang out at the Cubby Bear and spend far less on beer.
But number one when it comes to sports bucket list venues is Fenway Park in Boston.
Wow.
And never been.
It'd probably be number two for me. Like, I got Lambeau 1, maybe Fenway 2, Rose Bowl 3.
I'd kind of like to sit on top of the Green Monster.
I think
there,
that'd be fun,
seats
too.
Seats up there. I think that'd be kind of fun.
The Swamp from the 817. I do still want to go to...
The Swamp. When you start to talk about the SEC schools,
yeah,
the Swamp ain't what it's all about.
Really? Nope. Yeah. No, nobody goes to those places more than AT&T, though.
AT&T was listed as one of the... bucket list items for a lot of people here when it comes to the NFL stadiums. People want to go to AT&T. I think it shows up
SEC
every
school,
home game.
Go to Tennessee. Yeah. Go to Georgia.
Those Athens.
Yeah, go to those places.
But Death Valley,
go
number
to,
one.
Go to Baton Rouge.
All right. Fenway's a dump, says the 214. Yeah. Maybe it is.
I believe it.
Maybe it is.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Top 10 at 420 almost every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation. Flagtober's first remote is tomorrow. Will be a Southern Leisure on Justin Road in Flower Mound. Get your free 2024 Whataburger G-Bag Nation flag while they last tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Okay, coming up at 5, it'll be time for the Eric Kendrick Show. But up next is a proper round trip, or is it time to talk some baseball, Wolchuk?
Yeah, ESPN is getting crushed for their postseason coverage, and let's talk the future of these Astros. That's next in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for a proper round tripper. It's brought to you by Uber Eats. Let's talk some baseball here. Eric Kendrick's coming up at 5 o'clock. Here's the bully.
Well, we had sweeps in all but one wild card series. Mets and Brewers will decide who is the final team to move on to the divisional series, as the Brew Crew got it done last night to even it up. So 6 o'clock Central will get the first pitch on ESPN between the Mets and the Brewers. But we talked a little bit about this during Crosstalk. Not great for ESPN. They're getting crushed for some of their baseball coverage. Last night in that Brewers comeback, it's the ninth inning, and they're doing an interview in the dugout, and fans were losing their minds over this. Like, why in the world? It's a game-deciding ninth inning, and it's going down to the wire here, and we're doing a dugout interview while the game is being played. So, I mean, I can understand it. I don't really ever get much. Brian, we were talking about this after the coach's interview. Like, at halftime or coming out of half. It's like, how am I really gaining from these?
Yeah.
We don't need them. So ESPN's getting crushed for that. And then the Michael Kay call. So this is yesterday. Dawson actually broke into live play-by-play during our show. Tigers at 2-2 in the top of the eighth. They got the bases loaded, two outs. Former Ranger Andy Ibañez is pinch hitting. And this was Michael Kay's call.
Lying down the left field line, it is a fair ball. One run scores. Two run score. Everybody scores. It's a bases clearing. Big pinch hit for Ibañez. And it is now 5-2 Detroit.
I guess the big thing is the stumbling just on the word there. You know, it just wasn't clean for Michael Kay. If it was anybody but Michael Kay, I wouldn't really join in on the roast session. But because it's Michael Kay, yeah. Come on, dude.
We're like roasting dudes today, you and I.
Yeah, Michael Kay deserves
He's
it.
He's not very liked.
He's
you know,
not.
Outside I mean, of Yankee circles. It's not the guy that I would have hired.
Shame on ESPN for that,
yeah.
Right? I mean, they probably shouldn't have had Michael Kay, as, who's just a Yankees homer through and through. They don't need them on their national broadcast of Tigers, Astros. Two
definitely not what I want to hear. No, I haven't heard anything so out of place since they had Charles and Kenny trying to do the NCAA tournament.
But that is
that
funny.
Was funny.
It
yeah.
is funny. Justin Verlander, who did not get to play in the wild card series for the Astros, says he's not ready to step away yet. Astros got swept after that home run. Well, not home run, but bases clearing three-run shot from Andy Ibañez. Shout out to the Tigers. They get it done. But he's had shoulder issues and neck issues. He's 41. I think this kind of falls in line with Max Scherzer, like two of the greatest to have ever done it. They're Hall of Famers. But I don't know at this point in their careers. I'm sure there's a team that will add them. But I don't know that it's worth the risk for a contending team anymore because of the availability concerns for both Verlander and Scherzer and really kind of the decline in production.
Does their name get them more millions of dollars now?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I'm 41 years old. Instead of just kind of walking away, I can convince somebody to give me 13 more million dollars for one more year. Is that why they do this?
Totally. Yes. They're capitalizing on their past and their name. So, but it's on the organization.
I understand.
If they're gonna do that. Scherzer, no one's gonna bite on the Scherzer bait there. That's pretty much that's done for. Maybe somebody will give him a chance, but it won't be anywhere close to $13 million.
No, he's at a very incentive laden part of his trajectory. If he wants to continue, I wouldn't want to continue. Somebody needs to tap him on the shoulder.
Yeah, I think for both of these guys.
First start would be in October if he was on my team.
Does it bother you that some of these guys just don't know when to walk away?
No, I think it's fine. You're supposed to be delusional about your athletic ability, and I think most players need somebody to be like, hey, we're done here, man. It's rare that somebody will actually walk away with something.
But shouldn't you know yourself?
But you don't,
The man in the mirror is the last to know, Bronis.
Yeah.
I just find
it. You kept buying shampoo all those years when all you had was scalp.
I just like what hair I have is clean.
I mean, those two. Smelled great.
I knew I was bald. I mean, I clean scalp.
We might have to pivot here and go to Eric Hendricks in just a second. I think I think he got out of meetings early, so we might have.
Hay's in the barn.
Just a moment. Yes, Hay is in the barn. We did have Joe Musgrove though, who left his start yesterday. So as the Padres take on the Dodgers. That could be big for their series in what is an AL West revenge divisional DS. I can't wait for that between the Padres and the Dodgers.
Oh, that's epic. Those Padres fans were getting
dude, those
lit
games
last
were awesome.
Night.
Oh, yeah, they were.
With the Blink 182 stuff going down.
It was cool.
All the small
Tom
things.
DeLong was there. It was sick. It absolutely was. But Shohei also probably not expected to pitch in that series, according to the Dodgers.
Bummer. Alrighty, it is time now for the Eric Kendricks Show here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you doing here?
What's up?
Well, we're getting excited. It's been a bit of a layoff. Everybody get rested up here with the extra couple days?
Yeah. It was kind of weird watching football on Sunday little bit. Obviously, get our bodies a little bit of more of a break. That short week is always... you try to get yourself mentally ready, but when it's all said and done, it's pretty physical type of situation.
Now, speaking of watching football, we are seeing like a historic level of upsets. You never know what's going to happen any week in the NFL, do you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really count them as upsets really. It's just kind of like, any given Sunday. I know that everybody has favorites and, some teams may seem better on paper, but, we all are grown men playing the sport. We all went to college. We're all the best at our position. A lot of schematics come into play, coaching, weather, all types of factors. Sometimes you knock the ball out on the ground and, sometimes it takes a good bounce, sometimes it takes a bad bounce. So it's crazy.
Yeah, there's so much variance in there, and you're right there. I mean, the teams, there's so much parity. They're so evenly matched that, so many things can sway the game one way or the other. Now, for you guys going in to face the Steelers, how do you like the idea of going to Pittsburgh? Do you have much history there?
Yeah, I played there once, but I'm excited to play a night game there. I think that, when you think of Pittsburgh, you think of, just classic football, hard-nosed. So, I'm excited. I feel like the towels, everybody knows what's up. But
yeah, good passion.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is those terrible towels, dude. I'm going to be in a sea of those. I'm traveling to the game with a couple buddies going as a fan. And,
yeah, let's try to stay. I heard that you're going. Let's try to stay out of the jails they have there, the makeshift jails.
I got you.
Don't try to pick any fights with anybody. Just be just be a fly on the wall, you know, just be cool.
I'm going to be on my best behavior, Eric. I promise you. All right, don't worry.
He's wearing a 50 jersey, Eric, just to let you know.
Let's go.
I got you, bro.
Yeah, you have no problems with that, you know.
No, they're going to be too damn scared to mess with me when they see that Kendricks on the back. But I guess it's like, hey, low-hanging fruit. It's just the generic media question, but it is a very banged-up defense. I mean, you don't have Micah. You don't have DeMarcus Lawrence. So for you, I mean, what are some of the things, the changes? What can you share with us about the challenges for your defense right now and who needs to step up?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's obviously who needs to step up, but, you know, I feel like we all kind of have to, you know, just going into week five, you know, it's like we know how we've been attacked thus far. You know, we know where our communication level needs to be. We know what checks we need to have. We know how to make adjustments during the game. You know what I mean? So, like, just from a whole defense standpoint, we have higher expectations of ourselves from the first games. So, like, you know, now we're missing these a couple few pieces, but it's like, you know, now other people have an opportunity to rise and rise to the occasion, especially on Sunday night. So this is one of my favorite kind of things about football. You know, it's like you see what people are made of.
Now, Wolchuk's favorite thing about football is the Cowboys. He is a Cowboys super fan, and he's willing to at least get in a strong argument to support them, right? But Eric, do you have a team? Is it a basketball team or a college team like UCLA? What gets your inner fan like excited?
I'm actually one of those weird people who don't really have a team. You know, I grew up in Fresno, California. All my friends growing up were Raiders fans, Niners fans, Charger fans, you know, all across the board. Got a bunch of Rams fans, you know, and then for the basketball, it was like, you know, I don't even know, Lakers, you know. No one was really a Clippers fan. No, people came Warriors fans late on the game, but
yeah,
I feel like it was just all over the place. You know, my family never really had a favorite team. Me and my brother are very similar in that aspect, but I definitely had favorite players. You know, I feel like I was a big running back fan, especially, you know, growing up. My dad played running back. I played running back, you know, elementary and things like that. So it was like I really like watching running backs as they played on Sundays.
But then for basketball, I mean, you were like 8 and 9 years old when Kobe and Shaq started dominating. That must have been, you know, pretty fun for you to – were you a Laker guy at all or a Kobe Shaq guy?
You know, I would like to claim that I was, but, you know, like I said, I had a bunch of family and friends who were Laker fans, so I was watching the games and everything. And obviously, you know, I was in tune with, like, SportsCenter and stuff like that, but it wasn't like I had the jerseys. It wasn't like I had the, you know, the constant updates and I didn't have the stress, honestly. I didn't have the stress of like.
Sounds kind
of
nice, actually. Yeah.
You know, and it's crazy because when I graduated from UCLA, I was really invested into UCLA. And, you know, I mean, I'm still invested somewhat, but I would, you know, be glued to the TV and it was just so, I never had a favorite team like that. So I wasn't used to, you know, my stress level was just raising and lowering as I'm watching a sports game on TV. So, you know, I feel for people a little bit.
Hey, Eric, you say you were watching football this last weekend. I'm going to check you. You probably weren't. You were watching something on the Food Channel. What did you watch on the Food Channel? And then what did you prepare? I know there was something you were just dying, you and the missus were dying to do, and you had to do it this weekend. What'd you get done on the food side?
Actually, I wasn't watching Food Network, but I was watching a lot of Cars, like, you know, the movie Cars. I've been watching those.
The Cars?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
You know, Pixar? It's like, yeah, you know, they have three movies, you know. It's yeah. So
Lightning McQueen.
I actually held off on watching the movie until, you know, this phase of my life just for this reason, so I can just enjoy them that much more with my son.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, we where did we go? We went a couple places for restaurants. We had a little date night and
there you go.
Yeah, around town. We cooked a little bit. We just had some good me and her time.
There you go.
You know, relaxed a little bit. A lot of body work in between there, you know, it is still work time. But it was much needed.
Have you ever taken on Justin Fields before?
I have. I played, you know, I was in the division with him, so, you know, very familiar with Justin Fields and his abilities. What do you want to know about him?
Well, I'm everything, the whole book.
Like, just how different it is. He's a running quarterback, but the size factor, I mean, he's kind of, he's as big as a linebacker, you know?
Yeah, no, and the thing is, like, when he's running out of the pocket, he's really running to look downfield, you know? I mean, I know that we know of him as, you know, being a running quarterback, which he's, you know, a great athlete, but every time he escapes the pocket, You know, those are usually when his deep balls, you know, come out of, you know, come out the backfield, you know, because he's looking downfield and he's really good at throwing the ball long distances. And I think that we know him for these big fat runs, and you know, obviously he has crazy highlights, but yeah, you know, I mean, every time I played him when I was in Minnesota, it was kind of like, you know, you never know what to expect with him because, you know, it's big plays everywhere.
The Eric Kendricks Show here with you on the Fan. Okay, speaking of Minnesota, one of the topics for us and the fans, and, you know, maybe it's uncomfortable to talk about a teammate like this, but a lot of folks want to see Dalvin Cook get a shot there. What do you think of him in practice so far? Is he ready to go?
Dalvin Cook, you know, just speaking of my Minnesota days, you know, Dalvin Cook is just he was one of our, you know, our best players, one of our leaders. You know, I've seen him countless times, you know, put the team on his back and, you know, play through, you know, injuries, just a hard worker, doesn't really say much, humble guy. You know, when he speaks, you know, he commands people's attention. But yeah, you know, Dalvin's been, you know, he's been a great teammate. You know, he's been here for a couple of weeks now, getting in good shape and practicing hard, working hard with us.
Hey, Eric, you guys did a really nice job, you know, the run defense the other night against the Giants. I mean, well played on your guys' part. When is it really more about the fits when you have to deal with, say, some of that, the RPO stuff or the read option stuff? Is it about fits? Is there some secret to playing against that style of offense that you have to have? You absolutely have to do this on defense in order to play against a team like that.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything. You know, I think obviously your fits need to be on point, but with the RPO, with the read option, you know, yeah, their whole goal is that they have an extra guy than you do. So it's like not all the fits are going to be perfect.
Right.
So it requires you to, yes, this is my fit. Yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. But at the end of the day, like, how is the offense going to try to attack me? How am I, as a defender, going to do my job and then get off a block and then make the play that, you know, is not necessarily supposed to be made but needs to be made? And I think that, you know, the first few weeks, you know, it was like we were getting different looks at it and then trying to hone in on our technique. And, you know, mm-hmm. we're going to get faced with a lot of that this week as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that, you know, obviously the more reps we get, the more live reps in games, the more we know how people are going to attack us, you know, we can, you know, change things up, do things differently. Maybe do things, you know, as an individual, as a player, that, you know, like you can't really coach, you know.
Sure.
Like instincts wise, that we have to take over. You know, it's like we're the ones that in the white lines. We got to play.
How was it being at practice, and all of a sudden you look over and there's a helicopter landing next to you?
I've never, you know, that was crazy to me. Crazy. Yeah, I mean, I saw it from the distance, and I was like, man, I wonder if that's gonna, you know, get any closer.
I wonder if it's going to land on the field.
I wonder if it's going to hit, you know.
I wonder if I need to run.
does everybody just stop at that point and just start watching? And it's like, hey, guys, we're going to, like, 30-second break here. We're going to wait for this chopper to land.
I feel like everyone was, you know, that was my first time seeing it, so I feel like everybody was more used to it than me. So, I'm, you know, once again, here I'm just the weirdo that's, you know, whoa, that's cool.
So
I feel like, you know, when things like that happen, I feel like I'm just like a 12-year-old boy, you know. It's just like,
yeah,
just the mechanics of things. Like, you know, I'm a car guy, so uh-huh. It's just like, man, this is a big machine. Like, yeah. Oh, man.
It is cool how smooth that thing is, too.
Oh, he'll give you a ride if you ask him, Eric. He'll give you a ride in that thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So what was crazier, seeing that thing touch down or watching Brandon Aubrey actually miss a field goal?
Gosh. That's crazy. That didn't happen.
This dude's hitting bombs, though. Have you ever seen a kicker like this in all your days?
That didn't happen. Yeah. Not really, no. I mean, I've been with a lot of great kickers, but, I mean, yeah, it's you know, he's incredible.
Yeah.
Do you ever get asked during these anonymous player polls? Like, do you ever get in the mix on these? Because I just saw another one from The Athletic. A bunch of players were asked a bunch of questions. I wasn't sure what that process was like.
What was the poll?
Well, they had a bunch of different questions. One of them was, what's your least favorite road trip to take in the NFL? And a bunch of cities were listed or places. Do you have a least favorite city to have to go on a road trip to?
Do they have any options? Give me the options.
Well, the number one was Green Bay.
Absolutely.
You don't like the Paper Valley Inn?
I mean, the people in Green Bay are awesome. You know, like the fan, I mean, like, you know, that was my division rival for how long, and I have nothing bad to say about.
Sure,
I love playing in Lambeau. You know, it's an awesome stadium. It's an awesome venue.
Appleton,
the people are great. But those trips there, it's just kind of like it's out of the way. You're taking long bus rides. You know, the food isn't. You know, as you go to other cities, you're like, oh, I'm gonna go eat here. You know, before the game, it's like just less. You know, less. I mean, I guess you're there for a reason. You know, it's business, but at the same time. You know, I think that's why it comes into play.
Buffalo was number two, by the way. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I played there as well. I mean, Buffalo's cool.
But Pittsburgh was one of the top votes. And obviously, you guys will be there this weekend. One anonymous player was quoted as saying of Pittsburgh being his least favorite because it smells like urine in their locker room.
Oh,
that's verbatim.
I don't, you know, I haven't been there in a while, so I'll report back to you guys next week on that.
Well, please do. By the way, I peed my pants last week right here on the show in your honor as a bet payoff. We called it the Eric Kendricks.
Great.
You'll do that from time to time.
Did you just keep working?
Yeah, just powered right through, man. It was awesome. But it's warm at first. There's kind of like a soothing feeling. And then 10 minutes later, you're shivering because you're so cold.
Yeah.
You know, so that was the problem.
It's like an icy hot.
Yeah, very much so. Give him hell, man. We'll be pulling for you.
I appreciate it. Take it easy, guys.
There he goes, Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks, every Thursday with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, we'll step aside. We'll come back, maybe take a look at the headlines. Expressways now just 20 minutes away, and we're back with it here in the Jeep Bag Nation.